So welcome, dear ones, to our midweek church service on this sixth day of September 2023. Praise God for another day of life, another year of life. And what a merciful God we serve. Our opening song for tonight's service is I Need the Prayers of Those I Love. And as we near the end, each and every one of us will more and more need the prayers of our dear brothers and sisters. I need the prayers of those I love while traveling o'er life's rugged way, that I may true and faithful be and live for Jesus every day. I want my friends to pray for me, to bear my tempted soul above, and intercede with God for me. I need the prayers of those I love.
I need the prayers of those I love to help me in each trying hour, to bear my tempted soul to Him, that He may keep me by His power. I want my friends to pray for me, to bear my tempted soul above, and intercede with God for me. I need the prayers of those I love.
Amen.
I want my friends to pray for me, to hold me up on wings of faith, that I may walk the narrow way, kept by our Father's glorious grace. I want my friends to pray for me, to bear my tempted soul above, and intercede with God for me. I need the prayers of those I love.
Amen. You all have my prayers, and thank you so much for your prayers for me as well. Well, dear ones, before we get into our service for tonight, who would like to open with prayer? Please go right ahead.
Our most kind Father, we thank you once again this evening, over there online and morning here in various areas depending on where we are. We do come before you, O Lord, to commit our souls unto you. We pray that you send the power of the Holy Spirit to rest upon us, that we may learn of you, and that whatever we are going to hear may edify our souls and be prepared for the soon coming of Jesus Christ. In my wonderful way, we commit, let there be light ministries before us, unto you, that you may open the gadgets, the innovations, the internet capabilities and the connectivity that we are able to be connected. This is a pure and a clear sign that one time we shall be under the guidance of the mighty Father who is sustaining us in these troublous times, and that His glory may rest upon us when He leads us. Lord, we thank you for the life you have given us. We thank you for the brethren that they are standing with the truth and they are pressing forward, that many may hear your word and be united with you, and that your glory may shine in the world and the Christ come, that the whole world is enlightened. Lord, we thank you that you have opened our minds, you have opened our eyes to see what the pioneers, the prophets loved to hear and to see, but we are privileged that is now being fulfilled in our own time. Lord, continue to reveal yourself unto us that we may understand and learn of you. Lord, we thank you that from generation to generation, you raise teachers that stand by your word and stand for your own character in this world. We pray that we be among those who will press on until the end. Lord, we pray for your word. Come, do it yourself while we become instrumentality to accomplish what you are doing. You know, when the time came for Christ to go into Jerusalem, and the authorities were trying to prevent, he warned them that if you stay those and speak, the Lord can raise stones to shout, hallelujah. And we are also praying that let your will be done in these very last days. Lord, we thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you that we have been forgiven and that our names are written in the book of life. If they are not there, we pray that you write them. Lord, forgive us wherever we have come here to be a glory, that you may be equated to the saints in heaven. We thank you, O Lord, that you have always listened to us. In many cases, we pray bad and sometimes we don't mention, but you are a loving Father. You provide in areas of need. Lord, as we know that we are in the very last days, we are always worldwide spreading. We pray that you extend extra lives, health, unto our dear presence and world over. Those who are sickly, we pray for them that you may bring a heavenly healing balm and touch them, that they may praise you and know you are the only doctor. And without you, they may not have life. Lord, those who are in areas of war, protect them. Send a strong, mighty saving hand, and by the mighty working of your angels, stand by them that they may overcome the situations they are in. As in many African parts, we are going without food, diseases, but Lord, stand by us, stand by everybody who profess your name to be holy. More so, at this very particular moment, send us the Holy Spirit to teach us, more so to touch the lips of our dear brother Bob, who is going to speak and lead us, that we may not see him as Elder Bob, but we see the leading of the Holy Spirit through him. Continue to sustain the internet, continue to sustain let there be like ministry and also other ministries that are standing by your word. We thank you that you will see us. We thank you that you will provide. Continue providing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, dear brother. Well, tonight we're going to have a session of praise, of testimonies, of songs, of prayers, and I'll go ahead and start out. Many of you know that the lightministries.com website was successfully transferred to another host, another registrar. And I thought the registrar was going to be one particular one, but it ended up going to the parent, the parent company instead of the individual company that I was shooting for. So, there's a little bit of a delay, but Lord willing, it will be online shortly. One thing I noticed is they had the old information connected with lightministries.com domain name instead of the new information. And when I tried to change it, they sent a confirmation email to the old email address, which I no longer am getting. And thus, it would not confirm the changes. It reverted to the old information. And I had to call and talk to an individual there at the company, at the registrar, and they gave me a way to get around that particular confirmation email and have it directly sent to my phone. So I was able to do that yesterday, and hopefully soon the information will be updated to where I can then make changes on the domain and be able to confirm it myself without it going to the old email. So it's not up yet, but it's closer than what it was before. Again, thank you for your prayers. Thank you for keeping this in your thoughts. And I'd like to take 50 steps all at once and have it all throughout the website like it used to be on the internet. But apparently it's just one step, maybe two steps back or two steps forward and one step back. But progress is progress, no matter how small it might be compared to the goal. No one makes it to the top of the mountain in one big step. They have to take that first step on the path that leads to the goal, which is the top of the mountain. Apparently, that's what that's what we're having to do to get lightministries.com back online. But you can still visit the site at lettherebelightministries.com or ltblministries.com. Those work, although not the whole site is available yet. So Lord willing, it will be soon. And praise his name for being in control.
Amen, bro. Absolutely. He is in control, not the devil. Hello, I better make an appearance. Hello, it's a bit cold this spring morning. I'm here today with you all, and it's a real privilege. I've missed these testimony days. I don't think I've actually been to one. We've just usually had a Bible reading or some reading as well. And the reason that I'm here and not door knocking for a start, I went delivering pamphlets. I was given 2,000 of them. I counted them. There was only 1,500. And I told the guy that when he paid me, and he still let me have all the amount that he offered originally, which was really good, because it wasn't a lot. It wasn't a lot in the end. $25 an hour it worked out to be, which is kind of a low rate for my age and that. But anyway, while I was walking, I'm so glad I had so much energy and, you know, I could keep going and keep going. Lucy said, well, you got, you know, it's spring. There'll still be light till 7 at night. And it came 5:45 and I said, I couldn't even get my water bottle open. I was that tired in the fingers and my feet. And there I was. I said, I really can't finish it. I'm really hurting. Every step is hurting. It's the ankles, my ankles. And I don't know if it was the footwear. They're not the best, what my feet were. Footwear, might have to get something new, but it's just hurting. But I managed to finish it yesterday, what had to be done, and got paid. And in the process, I met Lucy's old SDA fellow forest field Aryan. She used to live in the suburb. And she offers me food eventually while she's giving it to others. And she says to me that I told her I'm looking for work. And I mentioned John Horvath, her pastor. And I could hear her. She was talking about how many baptisms he did recently in Africa and that. And I figured the reason she must be doing that is indirectly trying to help me see James. Poor James. He's looking for work. He's lost his bus driving job. But look at us. We're baptizing many souls and that. Lots of institutions to do it, etc. Kind of like the Protestant call of different denominations. And anyway, I got some food, which was kind of her. She didn't have to get off of that. And I hate seeing it go to waste. And she seemed interested to help. And so I haven't been able to door knock. Worked at home on Tuesday. And here I am today. And hopefully, especially if there's another plandemic, it would be good to have the ability to type and work from home. So Sister Lynn sent me a number of ways to do that. She's a whiz kid, and I'll hopefully be able to look at that. But amazingly, all my data, half of it went in one day just this week. I said to Lisa, I don't know what's going on. Is this, what am I doing? And I looked at the updates, no updates on my computer, none on hers. I thought, I don't know what's going on. It's like they're taking a lot more than I'm downloading. But anyway, here I am. I'll be very careful so I don't, I've got enough to go online like this. And hopefully I did meet the guy that paid me for pamphlets, and he's offered me work, lawn mowing, although it's not lawn mowing. He said, no, it's very physically demanding, James, and he described what I'll be doing. And I said, well, yeah, I just want an income. So I told him the situation with traffic control. He said, if that were me, James, I'd just ring them up and say, I'll go there for free and work for you for a day. And that way they get an idea what you like and whether they're going to ring you up. And I said, yeah, that's a really good idea, because it is becoming a bit, I'm in debt now and I don't want to go further into it. So, and what was interesting too is that I meant they were talking about the mines, and that him and a coworker had worked in them. And I said, "Oh, tell me, do you think you could get work in the mines if you had to have one, the Sabbath off, the seventh day?" And then they asked, "What's that?" And then instead of just saying, oh, that's the day I have off from Friday sunset to Saturday sunset. Of course, I couldn't leave it there because you can see they got it, but they don't get it. Why would you do that? And I said, well, that's because it's a memorial of creation, of God creating in 6 days and resting on the seventh. And I could see they're just looking. And then I said, and also a sign of his redemptive power. And then not long after that, they had to go. But it's a good way to reach out when you're looking for work to talk about the Sabbath. And the other thing that has come out this week, although it's come out in a couple of months, is one of Lucy's neighbors, he said to me, oh, well, yeah, well, you can't expect to be getting far, James, if you don't have a job. I said, no, I've had a job, Peter. I'm not on Centrelink. like himself. He's kind of young for someone on Centrelink, but Centrelink being welfare. And I said, no, I've been receiving donations and I've been living on the savings, but I've been doing things, Peter, like out and about and then at home. And, I said, he said, what happened? Did you just quit on your bus driving job? I said, no, they terminated me. And he said, you didn't want to get the vaccine. I said, no one should force you, whatever their beliefs are or what their claims might be, even in the health area, just as no one should force you in politics or in religion. And I could have added, and I will add next time I get the opportunity with anyone, including irreligion, evolution. No one has the right to force that upon you. And he's looking at me. And he insisted he's right, of course. But I said, you know, it's just, he said, it doesn't really matter. Now you can go back. I said, I probably could go back to my employers. But the principle is they did the wrong thing, mate. They should be brought to account. And I'm not sure that's where the Lord's leading me now. So did get to share on that point, and I'm thankful that hopefully, I haven't heard from Pastor John with the literature sent him. Don't even know if he's gotten it yet. But you're not surprised with that, are you? But I mean, no, I shouldn't say that. Sounds negative. It would be wonderful. I mean, listening to Joan, she said, he's baptized hundreds. I'm sure she was doing that, not just for Peter to hear, but for me to hear and realize, James, can't you hear the Spirit? Come back to Mother. Come back, you know, indirectly. But she was telling Peter as well, talking about how many baptisms he did and that. And so it'd be interesting if I ever hear from him. But I felt like, so I said to her, look, if you know anyone that's got work going, I have asked John. You know, he can't pay. I said, I know. So I was waiting if she'd realize, why would you ask him? I'm glad you asked, but she didn't go that far. So that would be leading to potentially a place to stay, etc. And I did tell John Horvath in a text, because he wouldn't respond if he's going to look at the tracts and the information sent him, was that I'd love to work with you and love to live on your farm, but would you please prayerfully consider the information? So I didn't say a tract or booklet because it might put people off. It's not much to read anyway, but you know, people get not scared, but they haven't got time for things that really matter. Yeah, that's right. That's how I meant it. They haven't got time for things that really matter. And hopefully he will get back. I hope so. I pray so. And hopefully hopefully my ankle heals in a short time so I can get out there and try that traffic controller idea, work for free perhaps for a day, and hopefully work for this lawnmower guy at least in the interim, if not regularly. He said to me, you know, we used to have a scrawny kid like, or not a kid, he didn't say kid, we're about the same age. He said, we used to have a scrawny person like you, James. I said, yeah, I've been like this all my life. And he said, but when he worked for us, he's got a six-pack, he's got big muscles, and that because of work, because the job that you're in, it's really physically demanding. And I said, wow, that sounds cool. And he didn't work out. And he said, no, he just worked out. I said, he just worked out for you, right? And he said, yeah, and he got paid for it. So I don't know, that sounds kind of interesting. You know, do two things at once, get paid for it. So hopefully I'll find out shortly, but just still looking. Thank you for keeping us in prayer. Unfortunately, no door knocking this week, but did get to go to the, I didn't even get to go to the swap meet. It was raining. Anyway, thank you for keeping things in prayer. The Lord's will be done. I get the sense that people like Joan, she's thinking, I'm sure she's feeling like, you know, you should be, look how big we are. Look how big our denomination is. I'm thinking, Joan, you told me look how apostate it is. Look how big, it's just as big as its apostasy. Why do you not see that? I'm hoping she comes to her senses sometime soon rather than later, but she's in dire straits. She used to live in Mora and she was there for a year and a half. She's in a bad way. She's walking with considerable pain, it looks like. She's got arthritis. She needs a hip replacement. I said to her, I hope you get it soon, Joan. She said, oh, not too soon. I need a place to live. So I think she's couch surfing with Seventh-day Adventists in the area. So I'm really glad I got to see her again, and hopefully I'll see her again soon.
Yeah, that numbers game, or how big the institution is, has always been a downfall for humanity. Even with Israel, you know, God had to teach them over and over and over again that it's not by the amount of horses or chariots or men that you have, it's by heart dedication to God. I mean, look at what Jonathan and his armor bearer did that Saul and the rest of the army of Israel couldn't do. Two individuals were able to bring about a great defeat of the Philistines. I mean, Saul and his army pitched in afterwards, but amen. Quality, not quantity. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for your testimony, dear brother. We'll definitely be keeping these things in prayers, and that's not a bad idea to volunteer for free, and that may make such an impression on their minds. Hey, this guy is willing to work for free. He'll be willing, he'll be a great worker when he's paid, you know? So, we'll definitely be keeping that in prayer. Are there any other testimonies, any songs, requests, prayers, or praise that you'd like to give to God in this service? Please go right ahead.
I did that.
Okay.
Can you hear me? Oh. Anyway, I didn't know if you could hear me or not. I didn't notice any expression change.
Yeah, we didn't hear the first part of what you said. We just heard can you hear me? So whatever you said before that, please repeat.
Okay. I have a praise the Lord. When I left the hospital, some said I needed the oxygen 24/7. Others said, just use it when you get short of breath. Anyway, I was using it 24/7, which made a big dilemma. If you're going to go somewhere, you have to plot out how much oxygen you have, how much is in reserve. And you don't want to run out of oxygen, of course. Anyway, the home health nurse came over, and we've been checking the O2 sats. And I've been staying around 97, 96, 95, which is very good. And so anyway, she said, well, why don't you just try to use it at night and go off of it during the daytime as long as your O2 stays up. So, praise the Lord, I've been going without having to use the oxygen during the day. my O2 sats are staying around in between 96 and 98. And that's great. So praise the Lord. I use it at night. It helps me sleep better at night, to have a more peaceful, restful night. And during the day, I'm not using it at all, which makes a big difference, especially in a long, long trip from California to Oregon. Praise the Lord. I don't need to have the oxygen while I'm up.
Now, praise the Lord indeed. Yeah, and that trip to Oregon is coming up in about a month. It's on the horizon. It will soon be here, and what a joy it will be to have you home with us. Big hugs to you. And Brother James typed in Jesus Saves. Would you like to start us off, dear brother?
Sure, that's fantastic news, Sister Joan. Praise God. That's wonderful. Excuse me. We have heard the joyful sound. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Spread the tidings all around. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Bear the news to every land. Climb the mountains, cross the waves. Onward, tears, our Lord's command. Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
Wafted on the rolling tide, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Tell to sinners far and wide, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Sing you islands of the sea, echo back you ocean caves. Earth shall keep her jubilee. Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
Yeah.
Sing above the battle side. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. By his death and endless life, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Shout it brightly through the gloom, when the heart for mercy craves. Sing in triumph for the tomb. Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
Give the winds a mighty voice, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Let the nations now rejoice, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Shout salvation full and free, highest hills and deepest caves. This our song of victory. Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
Amen. Always liked this song. It's wonderful to uplift the Savior as the only Savior of the world. The only one who can indeed save is Jesus and Him alone. Great song, dear brother. Are there any other requests, any other songs that you'd like to sing, dear ones, or anything else that you'd like to share? Please go right ahead.
I just wanted to let you know that I'm on a different iPad. So sometimes I can make it through and sometimes I can't, but I can't. I'm not as comfortable with this as my computer where I can say amen and praise the Lord and encourage everyone after they speak. So if I'm silent, that's why. But my heart is with you, and big hugs, everyone, and I love you very much.
I have a testimony or
praise the Lord.
When the nurse came,
home health
came, she's Adventist. And so she was doing all of mom's like blood pressure, the things she needed to do. And I felt impressed to give her one of the booklets entitled God's True Church. And she liked the drawing on the front of it. And I said, yeah, the artist is right here. So she took the book and I said, it's Bible based. It's all from the Bible. And she goes, oh, cool. Yeah, I will definitely read it. And that was the only book, and we're hoping that when Brother Bob comes down here, that you'll be able to meet her and talk with her, because she's really, really bubbly. I mean, she's real talkative, you know. And so, but hopefully, and bring some other booklets with you when you come. And
I have to tell you also what she said about Adele and Michelle. She said, and she was referring to things that help a person heal up and get better. She said, referred to them as a couple of lifesavers. To me, she said the reason why I was getting better is because they were here to help me. And of course, I know she meant Jesus because she always prays with us before she leaves and asks God to put his healing hand on me. But she referred that I wouldn't be getting well as fast as I was if it were not for the care of Adele and Michelle. And she's absolutely right. Praise the Lord.
And she also was saying that, cause we mentioned that mom was, going to be moving to Oregon. And she said, oh, country, Sister White even says about, moving from the city to the country. So here's a home health care worker whose advent is actually saying this, that's in a medical profession, you know? So that's what I wanted to say. Anything, do you want to say anything else, Mom?
No, that's
okay.
So far.
Okay.
Well, praise the Lord. We'll definitely be keeping her in prayer. And if she's a Bible believing Ellen White, believing Adventist, then she's going to recognize the truth in that booklet and she may be interested in more literature. So that is fantastic. And truechurchofgod.info is online. So she'll, Lord willing, visit the website that's there in the front of the book and be able to come into contact with other information that she probably will not disagree with, but we'll definitely keep her in prayer, and it would be great to be able to meet her when I come down there in a couple weeks. So, praise God indeed. And you know, the situation with you having to go into the hospital may have been the only way for you to be able to meet this home health care individual. So praise God that you're doing so much better, dear Sister Joan, my precious mother, and that your oxygen level is high without oxygen. And praise God that you have it to be able to sleep better at night. I think that's a very good trade-off, to where you don't need it during the day, but you can have it during the night. That's wonderful. And again, we'll definitely keep this lady in our prayers. And Lord willing, she will be open to receive other literature on the present truth. But praise God. Are there any other thoughts or comments or praises or songs, testimonies that you'd like to give, dear ones? Please go right ahead.
How about the song, He Leadeth Me? Do you have that one? How do you turn it on? He leadeth me, O blessed thought, O words with heavenly comfort brought. Whate'er I do, where'er I be, still 'tis Christ's hand that leadeth me. He leadeth me, He leadeth me, by His own hand He leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by His hand He leadeth me.
Sometimes mid scenes of deepest gloom, sometimes where Eden's bowers bloom, by water still or troubled sea, still 'tis His hand that leadeth me. He leadeth me, He leadeth me, by His own hand He leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by His hand He leadeth me. Lord, I would clasp my hand in Thine, nor ever murmur or repine, content whatever lot I see, since 'tis Your hand that leadest me.
He leadeth me, he leadeth me by his own hand, he leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by his hand he leadeth me.
And when my task on earth is done, when by thy grace the victory's won, in death's cold wave I will not flee, since thou in triumph leadest me. He leadeth me, he leadeth me, by his own hand he leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by his hand he leadeth me.
Amen, and thank you, Savior, for leading us and guiding us. May we always follow, not rebel, not go sidetracked or off on a tangent, but always follow the Lamb, whithersoever you lead the way. Well, dear ones, before we open it up to a season of prayer, are there any prayer requests? Anything that you'd like to bring forth, whether silent or whether you want to make it known, please go right ahead.
I think the song choices for this evening have really summed up prayer requests in many ways. Just look at the one that's on there. He leadeth me. The need for constant leading. I think I think not having the income I once had before makes me wish all the more to have a sustained work in Little Perth, dear. And every other part of the vineyard where the Lord is working through his people, and wisdom to know how to accomplish that in an efficient way. That's probably not a new prayer request, is it? I'd love for my ankle to be okay as quickly as possible, my right ankle, and that'll be fantastic to help to this end, but our dear Lucy, I got the request for Lucy. She couldn't come today because she has a house inspection. But I saw her yesterday and she looked really confident she was going to pass it, and her place was looking much more confident that she was going to pass it. It's a small place and it can be a bit hard to move at times, but because of the smallness, she's got quite a lot of stuff, and I think it would be wonderful to see Lucy, like all of us, ripening up for heaven.
Amen. We all need the prayers of those we love while traveling over life's rugged way. We'll definitely keep those in prayer that you mentioned, dear brother. Any other prayer requests? please continue to keep lightministries.com in prayers. And Lord willing, it will be back online when it comes back online. But we hope sooner rather than later. Please also keep all of the activities and things that need to get straightened out and prepared for our dear Sister Joan to come live with us here in Oregon. It's quite a lot yet to be done, but step by step, it is taking place. So thank you for your prayers in that direction.
I contacted Brother Dick, and he said that he forgot about tonight. So I'm just going to tell him, okay, no problem. Okay.
Well, welcome, our dear brother. So
I thought I was going to bed early tonight, and all of a sudden I got your message. Oh, shucks.
Well, we're just about ready to close, so you can still make it earlier than what maybe it would be otherwise. But do you have any prayer requests, anything that you'd like to share, any praise to God or testimonies you'd like to give? Please go right ahead.
We made a trip to Harrison today to do some shopping. I was asked to be the chauffeur. We had a safe trip going and coming, but my prayer requests still are Karen Alton in Redondo Beach, California. She was Elaine's companion in school from 1st through 12th grade. Her daddy divorced the family, and that sent the kids out to the world. And I've been praying for her and encouraging her, telling her I want her to come back so she can spend eternity with Elaine. And I could solicit your prayers on her behalf. That and my sister. My sister lives in North Highlands. And she calls herself a country girl, but she hadn't lived in the country for 50 years. I sent her some information here the other day, and she said, well, we're working on getting out of California. We're looking for a place in Alabama. I said, hope you got a place to at least grow a garden. There's no mountains in that state. And according to one source, they're prognosticating a big earthquake one day on the New Madrid Fault, which is down Mississippi Valley. And it's supposed to separate the eastern half of the U.S. and it will become a large extension to the ocean, I guess. But anyway, I guess it doesn't matter if we drown as long as we're in God's hands. But I told him, look, you've been invited to come up here to this place where I live. If you need a place to stay, I can't even get her to come and visit me, but she says gasoline is too expensive. And right now it is about $5-6 a gallon out in California and $3.50 back here where I live. And what is it? 7.5 in Australia. But anyway, that would be my prayer request.
Thank you, bro. I'm still stuck in metric, brother. We've got the leader system.
It'll be about $2.30 a liter then, I think.
Well, that is amazing. It is about that price right now, and on special, on special, I put inverted commas, it's about $1.80. So we obviously don't buy to try to avoid those days, the other days, 2:30.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you really not benefited being in America, huh?
Not a whole lot.
I got to remember, though, the U.S. dollar's worth a lot more than anyone else's dollar. But how much does it take? How much does it take to earn that dollar? That's where inflation, I guess, kicks in.
Yeah, it's the average wage anymore is between $15 and $20 an hour. If you're special, it'll go up to $45.
Yeah, you would think because of the oil reserves here in America that the price should be lower.
Yeah, it should be.
But there's refineries all throughout California coast and into Texas and so on. But instead of passing on the benefit to the local communities, they ship the crude over to other states or other countries, and they import the crude from other states or other countries. So we don't get any benefit, even though there's refineries all over the place. So it's a racket, but we're one day closer to heaven, the new earth, and we won't have to worry about gas or there won't be any gas, actually, because we need our wings to travel.
There may be a faster speed limit there, too. I asked Joshua to figure out how many miles or even light years it is from here to Orion, because we're supposed to cover that distance in a week, and that's billions of miles an hour. Can you imagine? Your hair won't even blow.
Well, that's true. You know, if an angel can go from heaven down to Daniel in less than 2 minutes, then and Christ, of course, went all the way right after his resurrection to the Father and then came back down. So you gotta wonder, why can't we just zoom right to heaven in a short time? Why does it take many days? And I think because God is mercifully allowing us to see the starry heavens before we get there, especially for astronomers and those that recognize the heavens declare the glory of God and the firmament showeth his handiwork. So we get to take the long cut way to heaven. we get to see a lot of God's marvelous universe on our way to paradise.
Yes. So. It's 1,350 light years to Orion, and who knows how deep it is. And that's, if the angel was going 337 light years a minute, I think, something like that. That's astronomical.
Yeah, scenic views. There you go. The long shortcut.
Long shortcut.
Well, let's open it up to a season of prayer. And whoever would like to begin, please do so, and I'll close. So go right ahead.
Loving Father in heaven, we thank you for this prayer meeting, even though I missed it this time. The week goes so fast, I get lost. I don't pay close attention, and I forgot to set an alarm. But we thank you that we can still come here and meet together and share our desires, our needs. Now I want to present Karen and my sister and her family. You know the situation. You have 1,000 ways of providing or doing things that we don't know anything about. So we petition you use one of those ways to draw these folks to you, that they might realize their need and seek you before it's too late. Be with each other person that's here at the chat room this evening. They have requests and needs that I didn't hear about, but your will be done in their case too. Be with us through the rest of this week, and may we meet again Friday evening. I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Dear Father in heaven, thank you so much for the means to be able to pray to you, that you hear us. And thank you so much for the internet, when we can fellowship together, brothers and sisters, and praise your name, recount blessings, pray for others, and pray for our brothers and sisters who may be in harm's way with the hurricane season. Thank you, dear Lord, for your many mercies, for your blessings, for keeping us safe, for healing us, for allowing us to fellowship together, for the bond of brother and sisterhood. Be with each one of us. Be with those who couldn't be here. And may we all be together again on Friday evening, celebrating the Sabbath in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And precious Father in heaven, thank you so much for a testimony meeting and a prayer meeting and song and being able to share thoughts and happenings and events that have involved you, not separate from you, but have involved you, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, and the angelic host who are on your side and love to do your bidding. Thank you for showing us we matter to you. Thank you for showing us that as insignificant, David brings out in one of the Psalms, as we are, what is man that thou art mindful of him? And the Son of Man, we have been made lower than the angels, and the angels are the highest creation, intelligent creation that you made. We are very exalted because Jesus, the creator of angels, has become one of us for eternity. What a thought. What a significance that is on us. I pray it's not lost on us. I thank you for the precious encouragement of through difficulties that you've brought, so that we can be brought through difficulties. And may the dear souls, just hearing Brother Dick share about his sister, you know, coming out of the city, trying to woo her out, for the betterment of her life. It just reminds me of my sisters and that, and I just think, you know, how short our lives are. You know, my parents are now dead, and it's just so quickly that we can be 10 years old, 20 years old, and we just look back and it just seems to go so quickly that whatever happens, no matter what happens, that we might take your hand, Jesus, believing it does lead. It just doesn't, it's not stagnant. It's not just, I hold you and you do nothing and we're idle and we're not growing up in you, but you keep bringing up, you keep lifting up, and please continue to do so. Give us grace to receive more grace. Give us the will to be more willing to do your will, and to have the joy of knowing that we know what your will is, and in doing it, we'll be happy, and that it's contributing to ending this sad world's history of darkness, sin, and death. Thank you so much for giving us the privilege of looking forward to rejoicing with Sister Joan, Michelle, Adele, Justin, and dear Brother Bob, and seeing dear Joan move, make the big move, perhaps the biggest move of her life, and that the ins and outs of it, the preparations, will continue to go steadily forward without wearing out any one of them to the detriment of their health. Thank you for the good news of knowing that our dear Sister Joan doesn't have to have oxygen every single minute of the day, and that even her sleep is much better off, of course, with the help of just having oxygen at night. Lord, you can cause it so she doesn't have to have it at all, but we sure are glad when things that are needed are there to be used and to be blessed therewith. And may the continual relationship with that dear SDA, that nurse, the house help that has come and got to know them, continue to get to know them, and especially you, because she's a professed Christian, she's an SDA at that, and that she will see the beauty shine forth of not our salvation in a church, but salvation only in, through, and by Jesus, the one who alone, who inhabits eternity, that can constitute a church. We do uphold, dear souls, that we'd love to see having a relationship with you, Jesus. We uphold Karen Bolton and other family friends and associates, acquaintances, and community members, etc., that we more or less see and we know and perhaps have been a lot on our mind, especially family members and friends that are not Christians, that are not Christ yet, that they might be able to see that one might not think they've got a label on them and don't want to be recognized by a label, but it doesn't matter what we do while we're alive. We are influencing one way or another, either to the truth and light or to darkness and death, that they might see this distinguishment and realize it is a matter of life and death, what we think, what we believe, because it affects what we practice. And thank you for watching over all of our issues, both known and unknown, and both not really understood, and completely understood by you all along. Looking forward to meeting again soon with our dear brothers and sisters. And thank you for precious encouragement. In Jesus we pray. Amen.
Heavenly Father, thank you so very much for making it possible for us to have our prayers and petitions and requests brought before thy throne. Thank you so much, dear Savior, for being the connecting link and for applying your righteousness to our prayers, that they will be made perfect in word, in structure, and appropriate for our great God and Father to hear. And thank you, Father, for answering according to thy perfect will and timing. Father, you've heard the prayer requests tonight and in the past. We also add Sylvia onto that list. And thank you so very much for working in her case and her situation. And thank you, Savior, for being the great physician of healing in mind, in body, and in spirit. Thank you so much for thy great love, compassion, long-suffering, tenderness, and working in our lives in such a way that it always leads us to look up and to come that much closer to Jesus and salvation. We thank you again that we're a day closer to getting off of this wicked world. Help us to get ourselves ready and prepared. Help us to be watching and waiting and praying and working so that other precious souls may have that chance to escape from sin to Jesus, escape from death through him to life everlasting, and to be set free by his redemptive love and power. Please be with us as we part. Grant us a good and restful night's sleep. Please be with our dear brother and brother Joel as they enter into a new day of daylight. And please continue to open the way before our dear brother James that he may be able to find the job that you have for him. And it would be wonderful if he could continue to evangelize more of the area there in Australia and elsewhere. We leave this in thy hands. Help his ankle to heal up and to be pain-free soon. And thank you for the open doors as well as the closed doors. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Well, dear ones, until we meet again, keep looking up.
Keep looking up, thy God is still the same today. Keep looking up, he will not fail thee, come what may. Keep looking up, the darkest cloud will roll away. Do you not doubt, but keep on looking up.